Hey Panthers, it's Danica DiTocco, class of 2020, and welcome to the Seattle Prep Podcast. Extra, extra, read all about it. Well, hear all about it. Broadway musical meets prep, and we got Newsies, an amazing musical based on the Newsboys strike of 1899, where we got Jack Kelly, played by our very own Todd Robinson, selling newspapers on the street just trying to make it by, when we have publisher Joseph Pulitzer raising the paper prices. Of course, the Newsies just would not have it, so we have Jack rallying the boys to go on strike for Pulitzer to sell them the papers for a fair price. I got the chance to speak with lead Tom Robinson and Grace Cobb, who plays Meta Larkin, theater owner and Jack's friend. We talked all about the theater program, Newsies, and almost everything in between. So, no need to drag it on, here's Grace.
Okay, hey Grace.
Hi.
Thank you for joining me on the podcast.
Of course.
So let's just get right into this. How long have you been part of the theater program?
At prep or just like theater in general?
Let's do both. Let's do both.
Okay. Well, I think it was like fifth grade, I want to say. I auditioned for my first musical through this theater company or program, Broadway Bound, and I did it all through middle school, really loved it. And coming into prep, I saw West Side Story, which was one of prep's like most well-known musicals. And I loved the performance, wanted to be involved in prep drama, and was like one of the main reasons why I came here. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I've been involved since freshman year in musicals. I don't do like the fall plays or anything like that, but yeah, I've just been involved for a long time.
What do you like about our theater program?
I'd say the people probably the most. I've met a ton of people, whether it be in my grade or other like underclassmen that I probably wouldn't talk to or know otherwise. And it's just like a really cool community. Like everyone's just super comfortable around each other because obviously like we're on stage kind of putting ourselves in vulnerable positions, so like we're all kind of like a family when it comes time for tech week because we've been spending so much time together. Tech week is long hours, but so I'd say definitely the people.
Oh, what would you say it was like? How has it best added to your prep experience with all like the other things that you do?
I mean, like I said before, the people, obviously. I think I've always loved to perform, and I think just having that, I do sports, cross country and track during fall and spring, and just having like during the winter, I always look forward to it the most. Being in the musical and just performing and being with everyone. So just like being able to be involved in theater like at all is honestly awesome.
Are you gonna try to be involved in theater like post prep?
I am kind of like still thinking about what I want to do past during college. Like I would love it if I went into music at all, but I'm still kind of deciding. I definitely want to be involved in any way that I can be, like if that means like being in a musical like in my free time or like doing anything that I can with it, but it kind of just depends, but I hope.
Okay, dope. So I guess we can just get into Newsies now. Do you want to give a little synopsis?
So Newsies is about the Newsboys strike. So Pulitzer, Joe Pulitzer, he's pulling back, he's raising the prices of newspapers, which is affecting the Newsies, who are kind of like young boys and girls in our play, who are in poverty. And it's just about them all standing up and striking about this. And yeah, it's a really powerful show. Coming into it, I was kind of like, yikes, I don't know how we're gonna pull this off, like, but it's, like, transformed into, like, a pretty awesome show. Like, I get chills. I'm off stage a lot, and so I've gotten to watch a lot of the big numbers and stuff, and, like, I get chills, like, throughout the whole thing, which is cool, but yeah.
Is it your favorite, or is it better than West Side Story?
I mean, I saw West Side Story when I was, like, in eighth grade. I remember being in awe because I wasn't used to anything like that before. Because, like, older kids, I was more used to doing, like, middle school shows. But out of all my shows at prep since freshman year, I'd say it's definitely the best that I've been in. Mm-hmm. And I think it's partly to do with, like, the cast and the people. Just everyone's put in, like, so much hard work. In the past, like, they've always been fun, but I just feel like there's a lot of heart behind the show. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's really, like, telling when you go and see it. Like, I as an audience member, when I watch it, I can tell.
Yeah. Do you think that you kind of feel that it's closer to your heart because it's your last one at prep?
That could also be it. That could also be it. But even that, like, I've talked to underclassmen or at least sophomores and juniors mm-hmm. who have been involved in prep shows, and I think we all agree that Newsies is, like, really something special mm-hmm. compared to other ones in the past.
Right. Well, that's pretty dope. And you play Meta Larkin.
Yeah, Meta Larkin. Yes.
Who is she?
Okay. Meta Larkin. Oh, she's a nightclub owner. So, she's not in the show a ton. She shows up once in Act One, and it's kind of Jack, the main character, who's one of the newsboys, kind of the leader. Mm-hmm. Meta's kind of, like, taking him in at times, like when times were hard. Like, there's not, like, a whole, like, story behind their relationship, really, but so Mr. Othman and I, like, obviously, like, talked about it, like, what could possibly be there, and, like, we've kind of discussed how, like, probably Meta took in Jack at times, like, and she's probably known him for, like, a while, so, like, there's, like, a relationship there. But yeah, she's just kind of, like, a fun, like, sassy character. It's super fun to play her. I was really excited when I was cast in the role.
She's sassy, like, how sassy kind of vibe?
I mean, like, so I have, a song in Act One, and it's, like, basically about, like, oh, I'm really rich, like,
just got the guys
love me, like, that type of stuff, so, yeah.
That's always fun. Have to play
it's
that.
It's fun to play that, yeah.
What's your favorite line of hers, baby?
Sorry?
Your favorite line of hers.
My favorite line of hers? I don't know about my favorite line of hers, but because, like I said, I'm not on stage, like, a ton, but I'd say, like, a favorite line in the show or, like, a music lyric, I would say, is in Act Two, it's kind of, like, near the, like, when things are really, like, starting to rile up and, like, the strike's really starting to happen and all the newsboys are coming together mm-hmm. is in Once and For All, and it's like, because I'm always watching this part because I'm not in it, and it's like everyone's on stage really except for, like, me and another person, so it's, like, a super powerful number. And I think it's, like, 10,000 kids in the square, 10,000 fists in the air, and there's obviously, like, a bunch of harmony and, like, a bunch of stuff behind it. But I always get chills during that part, so mm-hmm. I'd say that definitely, like, sticks out of me, out of all of them. I'm not sure about Meta, like, she has some fun lines, but none are coming to mind right now.
All right, and Meta's only considered a lead, so what's it like kind of coming from, just, like, you're right, were you a lead freshman year, or not maybe a lead, but, like, part of the main ensemble?
I was an understudy for a lead, but I didn't go on as a lead, so I was part of ensemble,
What's kind of, like, that transition, like, as you've gotten older and, like, I don't know, the workload?
Honestly, I feel like being ensemble is kind of harder.
Really?
I think they're both different in their own ways.
Yeah.
I think some people might be like, oh, you can kind of, like, hide in the ensemble, like, it's just a big group of people, but I think, like, if anything, you stick out more in the ensemble. But I've had the most fun I've had is, like, being, like, in the big numbers and, like, dancing with everyone.
Yeah.
And, like I said, I didn't have, like, a ton of stage time with Meta, but I, like, oh my gosh, like, I loved playing, I mean, we have a show tonight, too, so I love playing her so much, like, it's just so, so much fun. But I think it's different, it's obviously, like, more pressure, I'd feel like, because, like, you have more, like lines and that type of stuff, but once you're past that, like, I don't know,
it's fun.
It's really fun.
And, I guess, to give a little sneak peek for listeners who haven't gotten the chance to go or going this weekend, what would you
get? You're gonna see a lot of dancing. The choreography is amazing. I think definitely one of the best shows we've had in terms of dancing at prep. The numbers are really powerful. Act One is, like, definitely more, like, fun and playful and stuff, but then it really, like, there's a heart of the show, like, in Act Two, and it, like, gets more dramatic, and it's just, like I said, like, I get chills, like, throughout the whole thing. I don't know if it's just because I'm super into that, but, yeah. Like, we made Mr. Offman, Mr. Byer, our dance, or choreographer, Heather, they all cried during ours, so, yeah, it's really powerful, but, yeah.
And to anyone who wants to maybe join the theater program, what would you, how would you encourage that, I guess?
Yeah, I'd say if you're even considering it, just do it. Like, if there's anything holding you back, I've been so impacted by the drama community, and I think it's just so fun being around people who love to do what you like to do, mm-hmm. And so if you even, like, have, like, a little, like, want to do it, like, even, like, a little bit, I'd say just do it. Like,
just
you're not gonna have a ton of chances to be in musicals or, like, be in shows, like, if that's not like what you want to do,
yeah.
So, like, you have to just take every chance that you get, and, like, you don't want to regret anything, so
true,
so just do it.
Alright, well, I guess that's all I have, so thanks for joining me.
Thanks.
Super cool. Now, of course, I had to talk to the show's very own lead, Tom Robinson, where I got to dive right into who Jack Kelly is and the responsibilities of being a lead. So no need to drag this intro to the man who needs no introduction. Here's Tom. Hey, Tom. How are you?
Good.
Welcome to the podcast. Podcast, I guess. Now, you are a lead in Newsies. Would you like just to say who your character is, and, you know, give a little taste of the audience?
Yeah. So I play Jack Kelly. Basically, he is the lead newsie, like, he's kind of their leader. Like, he's the one they kind of look up to. He's the one that, you know, they listen to. And so, you know, when, you know, Pulitzer raises the prize papers and all this stuff happens, he ends up being kind of the de facto leader of this strike.
Okay, so he's, like, the big kahuna.
Yeah.
And what would you say is your favorite part about him, playing him, being him?
I like this character because it's so different than from what I normally act like. Like, he is a very, like, charming, charismatic person who's, like, always confident and always out there and always, you know, he, like, draws all the attention, and so it's fun to play someone who acts differently than I do in my usual day.
Mm-hmm. And, whatchamacallit, now you are the lead. Is this, what, second time being a lead for the theater program at Prep?
This is the second time being a lead for, you know, a play or musical. So, first time being the lead in a musical, though, so it's different. Like, I find that being the lead for the musical is a lot more stressful for me than being the lead for the play, just because the play, there's not a ton of pressure on you. It's you know, a lot smaller cast, you have a lot more time to work on the character. In the musical, you know, you have a big cast, you have, you know, this big set, you have, you know, it's kind of like the big show of the drama, like, season, I guess. So it's more stressful for me, but it's very fun. I'm very excited.
Do you like being a lead for the play more or the musical?
I mean, they both offer different things. Like, being the lead for the play was really nice because acting is something that I just know that I'm good at. Like, it's something I know I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a really fun process because then I just get to kind of go wild and, like, create this awesome character. Whereas being the lead in the musical is more of a challenge because that's not, like, my forte. Like, I'm not, singing is not what I'm, well, like, it's not something that I've, like, worked at or, like, done a ton in terms of, like, a big show. But I think that also kind of makes it more fun for me because it pushes me further and it kind of, like, grows my talents.
Yeah, I get that. So, as for the musical as a whole, how are you feeling about it so far? Especially because, like, Tech Week's next week, and that's, you know, the most stressful time for drama season.
Yeah, I'm feeling really optimistic about this one. You know, we did lose, like, 6 rehearsals or something to snow days and stuff. But I honestly don't think we needed those days. We're in a really good place, and... you know, I know everyone really wants this to be a great show, and so that means that they're all gonna work hard, and they're gonna do their part to make sure it's a great show. Like right now, they're holding extra dance rehearsals to go over dances that we weren't able to go over because of the snow days.
Yeah.
And so that kind of dedication just shows me that it means that this is gonna be a great show.
Yeah, and since you guys are in a good place compared to, like, last year, I remember the build-up to Legally Blonde. It was just so much, like, there's a lot of energy of, like, not being prepared or that it wasn't at its best. Do you guys think that Newsies right now or is going to be kind of where you have your expectation to be?
I mean, yeah, it's not at its best now, but that's to be expected. Yeah. Just because... Honestly, like, up until, like, 2 days before opening night, a show never is at its, like, full potential. But I'm very optimistic about where this show is going, and so I expect it to be at the level... where it's just gonna blow people away. Like, I just know it.
You just know.
Yeah.
I guess it's a theater thing.
Yeah.
And your character was Jack?
Jack, yeah.
Jack. He's a very kind of, like, what, charismatic guy, kind of. Where do you think that, like, shows in maybe his lines so that I can give a little sneak peek to the listeners?
Let me see. There's an exchange he has with the other lead, Catherine, where there's a lot of witty banter between them, which I think is great. Like, there's this one line where Catherine's trying to convince the Newsies to let them, to let her kind of write their story and get their story out there, and... they're not sure because she's not a she's not like a big writer, and so Jack walks up to her and says, like, what's the last news story you wrote? And she strikes back with, what's the last strike you organized? And so I think it's those kind of lines and those scenes really develop both of their wit. That's one of the cool things about this show is that the two leads are so... or, like the two romantic leads, I guess, are so, like, both so witty that their banter plays a huge role in it, and it's really fun to do.
How much do you think the kind of... I'm not assuming that the show relies on their kind of relationship, but how would you say it would add on in, I don't know, to interest?
You know, I think it's actually really interesting because their relationship is... for the most part, you know, they meet because of the strike, and that's, like, the reason they hang out, but their relationship isn't integral to the strike. Yeah. It's a separate piece. And so I think what it does is it lets the audience see a more tender side of both their characters. Because when they're both, you know, in the trenches, like, fighting the fight for these newbies and trying to get their demands to Pulitzer, you don't get to see their, like, tender side. You get to see their, like, rough, like, gritty side. Yeah. And so the connection between the two characters lets the audience see a different side to both of them. It lets them see, like, kind of part of them that they don't usually show to the world.
Yeah. They're both, like, fighting for what they love.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what sparks the most utmost respect for another person, is seeing that kind of devotion and passion.
Yeah.
Ah, respect that. Well, thank you for joining me. Opening day is February 23rd?
February 22nd.
Okay, February 22nd. By the time this uploads, it'll be around March 1st, so you guys are done, right? It's because it's a 2-week runtime?
No.
Or that'll be last weekend?
Yeah, that'll be the Friday of the last weekend, so there'll be 2 more shows.
Okay, well, hopefully by then you have gotten the chance to be able to see it. Hopefully you loved it, because I bet I will love it. And yeah, thank you for joining me, and good luck, I guess, for the next few weeks.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening in. Catch you next time, Prep.